Welcome to my podcast, About Time, a witty examination of debunking historical hoaxes. Well, I was searching for a hoax to explore today. I came across a super interesting one that I could relate to, because it has to do with bells. And every morning from my dorm, I am woken up by campus bells. So, I'm pretty sure that makes me an expert on feeling resentful towards bells. Anywho, let's get to the story, Maya. So I'm calling this episode of About Time, Bells, Taco and Liberty Alike, because on April 1st, 1996, the year that I was born, Taco Bell put a full-page ad in six major American newspapers, the Philadelphia Inquirer, New York Times, Washington Post, Chicago Tribune, Dallas Morning News, and USA Today, announcing that Taco Bell, the fast food chain, had purchased the Liberty Bell. I guess it seems that bells can cause a great deal of commotion after all. To help the national debt, Taco Bell said it was pleased to announce that they had agreed to purchase the Liberty Bell, one of our country's most historic treasures. They renamed it to the Taco Liberty Bell and promised that it would still be accessible to the American public. Addressing that some might find the matter controversial, they responded by writing,
"We hope our move will prompt other corporations to take similar action to do their part to reduce the country's debt."
So it's April 1st, right? Like, most Americans can realize this is way too fishy to be real. And oh hey, it's April Fool's Day! This can't be real. Right? Wrong. The American public fell subject again to such baloney, so much so that you would have thought Taco Bell was selling cold cuts. Taco Bell's announcement generated an enormous response. Thousands of worried citizens called both Taco Bell's headquarters and the National Park Service in Philadelphia to find out if the bell had really been sold. The phones were ringing off the hook. Aye, aye, aye. Now, what I find to be the interesting part is that people who understood that this was a hoax were still outraged. There were many critics who did realize it was a joke, but nevertheless felt it was in bad taste. National Park Service Director Roger Kennedy described the ad as being as false as it is cheesy. Then there are the good old Americans who really know how to break a joke. The United States government. Even the White House got in on the joke. That same day, when Press Secretary Mike McCurry told the reporters that, as part of its ongoing privatization efforts,
"We'll be doing a series of these. Ford Motor Co. is joining today in an effort to refurbish the Lincoln Memorial. It will be the Lincoln Mercury Memorial."
Good one, McCurry. It was so funny. I guess I just forgot to laugh. In the end of the day, the hoax did not last long. At noon on April 1st, Taco Bell issued a second press release in which they confessed to the hoax, describing it as the best joke of the day. The company also announced that it would donate $50,000 for the upkeep of the Liberty Bell. So, was this hoax successful? I'd say yes, because it fulfilled its purpose. It was believable because it used very reliable newspapers and then current events like the national debt crisis. But it also didn't take itself too seriously, so people played along with it, and by noon they had already announced the falsity of their ad. I don't think Taco Bell wanted to upset the American public as much as they wanted to entertain them. Plus, after reading the ad, what American wasn't thinking about grabbing a savory taco at the one and only Taco Bell? It was a great advertising technique, and I'm sure they were catering many events that month. So, unfortunately, my time is up, which means that I guess you are all saved by the bell. Tune in next week on About Time to hear me delve deeper into history, but mainly hear me talk about my sporadic thoughts and feelings. Anywho, thanks for listening. Until next time.